All that hot weather you were just talking about has a lot of folks thinking about being at a pool. Well, public pools are closed right now, and folks are staying closer to home, so pool builders are apparently getting bombarded with calls from people who want their own personal backyard oasis. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dick Covert, Executive Director of the Master Pools Guild, which is based in Richmond, Virginia. Mr. Covert, thanks for being with us. I read someplace that in the first 3 months of this year, some of your members are finding more requests than in all of last year. Does that sound about right?
That's exactly what's been happening. And one of my members, particularly in Shreveport, said that he had had more requests in the first 3 months of this year than he had all of last year. And it's that way all over the country and seems to be continuing.
You know, it surprises me a little bit because a pool is not an impulse buy, right? It's big, it's expensive, you're digging holes in the ground, and yet people, I guess, they want it badly enough that they're gonna plunk down the money.
Well, there seems to be a number of reasons. Of course, the virus has caused people to have to stay indoors or stay at home, and their children are there, the children are out of school. It doesn't look like there's going to be many summer activities. A pool is the answer. Then everybody can enjoy it. The whole family can enjoy the exercise and the play time and the time together. Plus, right now, interest rates are low.
Well, speaking of the financial part of all this, I know there's not one clear answer on this one, but can you give us a range of cost for putting in a backyard pool?
The range is going to depend on what part of the country you're in. It can start probably $35,000 or $40,000 for an in-ground pool, and it can go up to as high as you want to spend, depending on the luxuries that you would like to have in your pool and what you want to do with it.
So, what would be the timeline, generally speaking? Someone once they decide to go for it, before there's water in the pool and you're splashing around in the backyard.
Normally, you're talking about a couple of months for an in-ground concrete pool. Right now, because there is such a huge demand, I've had a builder tell me last week that when he was closing the sale, the people wanted it right then, and it was going to be 10 weeks before he could even start because of the demand right now.
Have your members been sidelined by the pandemic? Have they not been able to do some construction in many parts of the country?
Some of the parts depends. You know, in the Northeast, there were very few things that people were allowed to do. But in the rest of the country, most of the builders were able to build because construction is considered an essential industry. But some cities were not issuing permits. So pools that were under construction, they could finish, but they couldn't start new construction. I think most are going back to work now, most of the municipalities. So hopefully they'll be able to get the permits and inspections and keep the construction going.
Well, thank you for spending some time with us. Dick Covert is Executive Director of the Master Pools Guild based in Richmond, Virginia.